This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Today's crop report is an excerpt from law professor Roger McGowan speaking on K-State's Ag Today radio. In this report, Dr. McGowan is covering what is required for an asset to be allowed to be depreciable on next year's taxes. Farmers who often own millions of dollars in buildings, equipment, and other assets rely heavily on depreciation. Roger explains, however, that the asset can't merely be something that has been purchased for future use, but something that is completed or delivered and ready for use by the end of the year. This is especially important for this time of year when farmers often make big end-of-the-year purchases to reduce their tax liabilities. Here is Dr. McGowan explaining this placed in-service rule.
Depreciation tax allowance for the exhaustion or wearing out of an asset that's used in a taxpayer's trade or business. So we see it used heavily by farmers and ranchers. In fact, the depreciation schedule for a farmer and rancher takes up probably the largest portion of many of them for their tax return. Page after page after page of schedules of depreciation for many farm assets, from tractors and combines to trucks, any type of equipment, other tangible property that's used in the business that has an exhaustion factor and has a useful life of more than a year and is not real estate is generally going to be depreciable under one of various methods. We have to meet a placed in service rule, and that's the measuring rule that IRS uses to determine the first tax year in which an asset that's used in the trade or business of farming is eligible to be depreciated, and when you can start that depreciation. And what that basically means is that the asset is ready and available for use in your trade or business. And just simply signing a contract does not mean that the asset that you purchased, even though you paid for it, is necessarily ready and available for use or could be used in your business if you wanted to. So if I sign a contract to build a building, to have a building built on my farm that I'm going to use in my farm business, then I need to have more than just simply a pile of lumber dropped in my barnyard by December 31st. I need to have that structure up and ready for me to use it as of December 31. Same thing for buying a tractor, buying a combine. Has it been assembled? Has it been delivered to the dealer? Is it serviced? Is it ready to go? It would meet the definition of placed in service. Now, if it's ready to go, but it's at a dealer 1,000 miles from my farm, that's a different issue. But if it's ready and available to use and it's ready at the dealer and I could pick it up, take it to my farm and start using it by December 31, that's enough. I don't actually have to use it. It's just ready and available for use as of the end of the tax year. But these ads that indicate that all you have to do is sign a contract, that's not enough. And IRS is not going to agree with that at all.
This is something important to keep in mind for farmers considering making end-of-the-year equipment and machinery purchases, but likely won't receive it until next year. Although I'm personally not an expert on ag taxes and law, there are those at K-State Extension who we can ask. Please give me a call at 620-778-1037. This has been James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District.